Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Malbec boldly evolving. Although the grape was born in France, when I think of Malbec, Argentina takes center stage. Malbec center stage. This South American nation, with its vast and fertile land, ideal climate, and a history rooted in winemaking, has emerged as a global hub for crafting exceptional wines. From its humble origins to the challenges it faced, Argentina's journey with Malbec is a fascinating tale of transformation and triumph. Origins and challenges. Getting started, roots and growth. Spanish conquistadors and Jesuit missionaries laid the foundation for Argentina's wine culture, planting the first vines in the 16th century. By the 18th century, the Cuyo region, with its high altitudes and semi-arid climate, became the focal point for grape cultivation. The arrival of European immigrants in the 19th century, escaping phylloxera and political instability, further propelled the industry's growth. Conflict and resilience. Political turmoil, including a military coup in 1930 and the Dirty War in the 80s, disrupted wine production. Despite reaching its peak in the 1970s, economic challenges in the aftermath of the Dirty War led to a decline in both production and consumption. Wineries adapted by shifting focus to exports, looking to the success of their Chilean neighbors. Malbec had a bumpy start as it struggled with a reputation for prioritizing quantity over quality. The Argentinian early winemakers focused on high yields, often at the expense of wine excellence. The 80s scandal involving the transportation of wines in tanker trucks highlighted the need for stricter regulations, triggering a shift towards quality-focused winemaking. Planning the future, global perspective. In the early 2000s, Argentina faced an economic crisis that, while detrimental to the overall economy, became a turning point for the wine industry. The depreciation of the peso against the U.S. dollar facilitated exports, attracting foreign investment and expertise. Renowned winemakers like Nicolas Catena and Arnaldo Echet enlisted the help of international consultants, leading to innovations in winemaking technology and viticulture. Room to grow, global market and government support. Despite its remarkable progress, Argentina's wine exports account for only 10% of its production, representing just 1% of the global market. Europe remains a primary market, with Italy, France, and Spain leading the way. While the United States holds promise as an important consumer base, achieving greater government involvement is seen as crucial for strengthening Argentina's wine brand on the global stage. Argentina's journey with Malbec reflects a tale of resilience, adaptation, and a commitment to quality. The marriage of traditional winemaking practices with modern innovations has positioned Argentina as a major player in the international wine scene, with ample room for growth and the potential to further elevate its distinctive wine brand. My personal opinion. Trapiche Medalla Malbec 2020. This Malbec is a testament to Argentina's rich winemaking heritage and the innovative spirit of Trapiche, a cornerstone of Mendoza's renowned viticultural landscape since 1883. Crafted in the terroirs of Maipú, Mendoza, Trapiche stands for excellence, celebrated for its commitment to harnessing the diverse nuances of the region. Mendoza, renowned for producing over 70% of Argentina's wines, boasts a dry continental climate, fostering the ideal conditions for viticulture. Within this captivating realm lie subregions like Luján de Cuyo and the Yuko Valley, revered for yielding wines of exceptional character and complexity. Trapiche embraces the philosophy of biodynamics, a meticulous approach that eschews the use of chemicals, herbicides, and fungicides. Instead, the winery champions a holistic vision that nurtures a balanced ecosystem, fosters biodiversity, and revitalizes the soil's bacterial activity. The vineyards thrive under the stewardship of this philosophy, where only natural fertilizers sourced from biodynamic farms are employed, ensuring harmony between nature and nurture. Embracing the wisdom of ancient lunar cycles and celestial alignments, the vineyard practices are intricately choreographed to synchronize with the rhythms of the cosmos. Each phase of the moon guides the viticultural endeavors, contributing to the creation of excellent wines. the meticulously tended vineyards serve as a testament to the winery's unwavering commitment to constant innovation and diversity. In the heart of Mendoza, Malbec reigns supreme, standing as an emblem of the region's vinous identity. Alongside this noble grape flourishes an array of varietals: Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Merlot, Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Torontes, Sauvignon Blanc, and Semillon, each contributing to the vibrant tapestry of Mendoza's winemaking legacy. Notes: this Malbec boasts a deep purple shade accented with hints of violet and is rich with the scents of red fruits like berries, plums, and cherries, along with the sweetness of raisins, all delicately enhanced by the understated aromas of toasted bread, coconut, and vanilla courtesy of its time spent in new French oak casks. When tasted, it greets with a pleasantly sweet sensation, followed by robust yet supple tannins and a full, velvety texture, where the mature fruitiness blends with a spicy and subtly smoky wood character, culminating in a rewarding long-lasting finale. The wine is medium in body, is elegant and presents structured, plush tannins that provide a rich taste of fruit and distinctive savory minerals. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.